The Perils of Postponement. That is the title of this morning's lesson. I was going to preach a lesson like this a couple of months ago, but I put it off. But we are there finally. The Perils of Postponement. Yes, procrastination is what we're going to be talking about in a few moments. Good to see everyone here this morning. We do have several who are still out of town. Good to see Sonny and Joe back from their trip. And hopefully they had a great time. And it's good to see everyone that is here this morning. And hopefully our time spent together will be beneficial. We have visitors in the audience for that. We're especially thankful. And if you have any questions or comments about anything that you hear taught, see practiced, please ask. We'd be more than glad to talk with you about those things and try to give you a Bible answer for what we practice, what we teach here. The Perils of Postponement. How many of you do not battle the problem of procrastination in your life? How many of you do not have a problem from time to time, at least, with putting off things that you ought not? I think most all of us would say, unhesitatingly, that I've got a little problem with that. I put off things that I shouldn't from time to time. Well, you know, some things ought to be postponed. Some things ought to be put off. Not all things are of equal value or of equal urgency. You've heard the parable about the professor and the rocks and the jar and the sand and all of that. And he had this pile of rocks and he had this sand and everything on this table. And he asked the students to come up and fill this jar up with this material. And the material was all there. And he poured it all out of this jar. So it had all been in the jar at one time. So the students would come up and they would take turns trying to do that. And no one could get all of the material back into the jar. Well, he taught them then how to do that. And the good lesson, that you put your big rocks in first. You start with your bigger rocks and then you put in the smaller rocks and then you put in the sand. So the most important things in life really need to go first. That's the lesson that we can learn from that. Not all things are of equal value and urgency, and when we take care of the big things, then the other things seem to just fill in around them. Kind of like me, I put off washing and cleaning up my truck for months and months and months now, and that thing was just nasty inside and out. I couldn't find anything in it. I had my tools strewn all over the back seat and couldn't even let my back seat all the way down. I had so many tools and junk in there. And finally yesterday I got out there and I cleaned it up real good and I washed it. I put that off for months and it rained today. But that's part of it, you know. But some things can be put off because that really is not that big of a deal as far as getting my truck all nice and clean. I like it that way, but there are other things that many times are more important than that. It is unwise, it is hurtful, and even sinful to postpone some things. Those are the things that I want to talk with you about this morning. The things that it is unwise, hurtful, and even sinful to put off. Those are things we really need to be concerned about. In Acts the 24th chapter, verse 24, after some days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, Paul was in prison, Paul had been bound, and he had an opportunity now to appear before the governor Felix. Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish. He sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And we know the rest of the story. Now, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, what? What did he say? Go thy way for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you. Now, was that a wise thing for Felix to do? In fact, wasn't that a hurtful thing for Felix to do, to put off obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ, putting off becoming a child of God, putting off salvation for a more convenient time? Is that ever a wise thing to do? Absolutely not. He said, though, you go away for now, and when I have a convenient time, I will call for you. Friend, today is the day of salvation, which was read in our hearing a few moments ago. In the book of Hebrews chapter 3, as well as 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Today is the day of salvation. But we all, sometimes we put off important things, things that need to be addressed, things that need to be done today for tomorrow. The Proverb writer says in Proverbs 27 and verse 1, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." And when we put off urgent things, valuable things for tomorrow, spiritual things specifically, when we put those things off, we are boasting about tomorrow. We act as though we have control over time. We act as though we can set the agenda, that we can put those important things off, and God is going to like us so much, He's going to want us to be saved so much, that He's going to provide us another day. But friend, you know, we don't know that there's another day coming. That is being boastful about tomorrow. You do not know what will happen tomorrow. In James the 4th chapter, in verse 13, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." He goes on, he says, "Instead you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is what? Evil. Therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." To know that we have a responsibility to meet, to know that we have some good to do that we ought to do, and we put that off, James says that is what? Evil. It is sin. It is wrong. There are certainly some things that we ought not put off. And in the passages that we just read, we have in the Scripture demonstrated for us that when one who takes this position of life, this activity upon himself to procrastinate regarding things that are of importance. Number one, he says, this is arrogance. Do not boast. Proverbs 27 and verse 1. Now you boast in your arrogance. James 4 verse 15. Arrogance. Pride. You think too highly of yourself. You think too highly of your abilities, your capabilities, and your control of the matter. And something else he mentions, ignorance. James 27, or Proverbs 27 and verse 1. You do not know what lies on the morrow. James 4 and verse 14. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You have no control over that. But then another thing is rebellion. James says in James 4, 16 and 17, this is evil. It's evil. He who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, the Lord there through Samuel told Saul that to reject the Lord's word, the Lord's instruction to fail to do what he tells you to do at that particular moment is like witchcraft, it is like rebellion. So, someone who postpones doing what God would have them to do, doing what God commands them to do, someone who puts off spiritual things for a later date, he is arrogant, he is ignorant of the fact, and he is rebellious against God. And God does not approve of that, of course, my friend. So, you need to get away from that. By the way, that little picture there, I changed that, you know, never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. And it has a picture of a congressman walking out the door. You know, the Congress has adjourned, and we've got all these problems, economic problems and everything, and they've gone out the door. They're taking their little vacation, and they're putting off today what they ought to do. And let's change that. Never put off till tomorrow what you ought to do today. What you ought to do today, do it today. Don't put that off, because when you do, you demonstrate arrogance, ignorance, and rebellion. I want to suggest to you some things that procrastination causes or brings about. What are some consequences of procrastination? Number one, those who procrastinate, they lose today. You lose it. It's gone. If you put off obeying the Lord today, today is lost. The influence that you've had over your friends, over your neighbors, over your children, over your parents and relatives, it's lost. It's gone. You can't get that back. You lose today. You lose the opportunity to grow spiritually today. And by the way, someone who thinks that I'm going to wait, and on my deathbed I'll obey the Lord, you can't do that. You can't do that. You don't know that you'll have an opportunity to obey the gospel past today, friend. You don't know. And you don't know that you'll have tomorrow to start studying your Bible. You don't know that. You don't know that you have tomorrow to start building yourself up spiritually. You don't know that. All we know that we have is today. Our own spiritual growth, our joy and our peace, the peace that comes through knowing that we've done what the Lord says, we're putting that off to tomorrow. What are we losing when we put off our spiritual things till tomorrow? Something else. Another consequence of procrastination is we can become hard-hearted. We can even become gospel-hardened. Heard a story one time about this fellow who had gone to church for years and years and years. And back, he remembered. He told a story about when he was younger. He would sit there and his fingernails would just break off into the pew that he was holding on to it so hard when the invitation was given, because it really touched his heart. The preacher would plead with him to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he would just have to grip onto that pew. But then a few years later, he said, "It doesn't bother me anymore." And still to that day, he had never obeyed the gospel. But it didn't bother him anymore. The Spirit of God through the Word no longer touched his heart, because he had become so calloused, so hardened. You know what? Building bad habits, it takes time. And if we are procrastinating putting off spiritual things for tomorrow, friend, you know, we are building bad habits while we're doing that. And those bad habits are just going to be harder and harder and harder to break as time goes by. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you need to straighten up and fly right. Today, we build bad habits. Yes, it takes time to build bad habits. It also takes time to build good habits. And you need to start today building those good habits. And people become less receptive to the truth. You know, going back to our scripture reading in Hebrews chapter 3, "Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion." They hardened their hearts. They said no to the Lord, and they said no to the Lord, and they said no to the Lord, until they got to the point where they couldn't say yes to the Lord. Don't be like that. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 through 23, you have the parable of the sower. And in that parable, we have different kinds of soil mentioned. You have the hard soil. I mean, it was so hard that the seed, it couldn't penetrate. And then you had the soil where you had the thorns. And you had the rocky soil. And so you had different kinds of soil. Well, somebody, listen, that puts off obeying the Lord, and they put off obeying the Lord, what kind of soil are they working up in their own heart? It's a rocky soil. And so listen, you better do what's right today. You better obey the Lord while you still can. Something else, though. You don't know, like James says, you don't know about tomorrow. What is your life? It is but a vapor that appears for a little while and then what? Vanishes away. Death is, who knows when it's coming for you? Who knows when it's coming for me? Nobody knows. The danger of sudden death. In Job 14, verses 1 and 2. When Job was ill and he's looking at his life, his sickness, he comes to mortality. He comes to realize that, you know, life is just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Man who's born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. What is life? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't even know what's going to happen the rest of the day. The only time that we are certain of is when? Right now. That's it. That is all. In Luke the 12th chapter in verse 13. Luke chapter 12 in verse 13. not going to go through the time of reading all of this, but there are some interesting points here, of course, in the context. Luke chapter 12, verse 13 beginning, you have the rich fool. What did he do? He had all this material wealth. He spent all of his time gathering material things. And in fact, it says in verse 16, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do since I have no room to store my crops? He says, I'll build me a bigger barn, verse 18. And then he's going to say to his soul, soul, you have many goods laid up. Eat, drink, and be merry. What did God say about that? Look at verse 21. Look at verse 21. Or verse 20, I'm sorry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. This night. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? Verse 21, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. This fellow had his priorities upside down. He had laid up for himself treasures on the earth instead of laying up for himself treasures in heaven. You don't know when your life will be over. Don't put off obeying the Lord, and don't put off serving the Lord. Don't put off growing spiritually. Those are the most important things in your life. Those are the big rocks. So, do that first. Something else. What about the return of the Lord? How many of us know when the Lord is coming back? None of us do. He can come back before this lesson is over. We don't know. 1 Thessalonians 5, 2-4, He's coming as a thief in the night. We don't know when He's coming. 2 Peter 3 and verse 10, the Lord comes as a thief in the night. We don't know when He's coming. Revelation 3 and verse 3, Revelation 16 and verse 15, we don't know. So therefore the exhortation is to be ready, to watch and be ready. For we do not know what hour our Lord doth come. We have no idea. That's why you had better be ready now. Not tomorrow, but now. The procrastinator always says, well, tomorrow I will, tomorrow I will, tomorrow I will. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. The procrastinator says, well, you know, I was going to write that letter today, but I'm going to put it off till tomorrow for that person who needs some encouragement. I'm going to put it off till tomorrow. Or, I was going to begin reading the Bible tomorrow. And someone says, you know, I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to visit the sick tomorrow. I'm going to do that. And I struggle with these things, and all of us, I think, do from time to time. But we need to focus on doing the things that we ought to do today and do them today. Don't put them off till tomorrow. Let's get our big rocks in where they ought to go. Then everything else will take care of itself. There are some things, friend, that we cannot afford to postpone. There are some things that we cannot afford to postpone. For example, we cannot afford to postpone learning the truth. If you're here this morning and you are seeking the truth, good for you. You need to continue to seek that out, and you need to learn the truth. But if you have no interest in that, and you don't have a desire for that, you better get it. And you better get it today, and you better start learning the truth. Ephesians 5, 17, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We need to, today, seek out the truth of God, and find it. And not just find it, but also obey it. In Psalms 119, verse 27. Psalms 119, verse 27. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so shall I meditate on your wonderful works. Let us focus on God's Word. Let us find it. Let us follow it and obey it. Proverbs 23 and verse 23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Let's seek out the truth. Something else we cannot afford to postpone. Obeying the gospel. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 7. Those of you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of His glory and from His power. Don't put off obeying the gospel. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. For He says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Not tomorrow. Today. You cannot put off or afford to put off making provisions to grow spiritually till tomorrow. I'm going to put off Bible reading. I've meant to read my Bible every day, but you know, I think that'll wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. What about attending Bible classes? Well, one of these days I'm going to start attending Bible class like I know I ought to. I know I should, but you know, that I'm just not quite ready today to start that. Why not? That's a priority. That ought to be a priority in your life. Or regular attendance. It's not good enough to just go when you just feel the need to finally go after you've missed so long. You ought to be a regular attendant of worship services. Every time the door is open, you ought to strive to be here. Regular attendance. Well, I'll start that next Sunday. I'll start that next Wednesday night. I'll start that next Sunday morning for Bible study. Make up your mind to start today to attend regularly. Or what about this one? Talking to others about the gospel when opportunities come along. This is something that you cannot afford to postpone. When an opportunity comes up, take advantage of it. And we should do what we can to try to learn how to make opportunities the best we can anyway. But when opportunities do arise, let's take advantage of those opportunities. Let's not, "Well, I'll talk to my neighbor tomorrow about the gospel," even though you were talking to them for two or three hours today. You're talking to them and you talk about everything in the world except what? Except Jesus Christ and the gospel. Acts 8 and verse 4, those brethren, they wouldn't have done that. They went everywhere preaching the word. James 4 and verse 17, "He that knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." When opportunities come about, we need to take advantage. And then using opportunities to edify one another. Hebrews 3 and verse 13. While it is today, let us exhort one another. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of exhortation. Also in Hebrews chapter 10, the same point is made, of course, in Hebrews chapter 10, beginning there in verse 24. "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." Today is the day that you're doing this work because of what is yet to come. Today is the day that you are busy encouraging, strengthening, exhorting your brethren to do what's right. So those are some things that you cannot afford to postpone. Let me mention a couple of more. Something else that you shouldn't postpone is if there is a sin in your life that you need to get rid of, that you need to correct, don't postpone that till tomorrow. Don't put that off. You take care of that today. You get forgiveness for that today. You put that out of your life for good. And something else you shouldn't postpone is if your brother has sinned against you, if there's a problem between you and somebody else, don't put off correcting that problem till tomorrow. What did Jesus say? You go to that person and you tell him his fault between you and him alone so that you can get that matter resolved. You leave your worship laying at the altar if you know that you've done something against your brother, and you go get that straightened out. Don't wait. Those are some things that you cannot afford to postpone. I think maybe we can, as we continue to look at this, we can see the seriousness of the issue. And when it comes to salvation, how in the world can you afford to put off obeying the gospel another day? Maybe you're in the audience this morning and you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God in your heart. You believe that. You know it in your own heart. But you haven't obeyed the gospel yet. Why? Is it because you're not willing to repent of sin today? Why not? Or are you like Felix? How he was reasoned with the Apostle Paul about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. You're just not ready to live a righteous, holy life. You're going to put that off till tomorrow? Is that what you're going to do? You don't know if tomorrow will come or not. You better repent today. You had better repent of your sins right now. Yes, a righteous life is required. And self-control is something that you must have if you're going to obey the Lord. And that's part of the gospel message. You have to live a holy life. Why put that off? Why put off living for the Lord? I'll tell you something, friend. Like Paul told Felix, the judgment's coming. It is coming. There's nothing you can do to change that fact. The thing is, we don't know when it's coming. Are you ready right now? Why put it off? Why put off salvation? Don't be like Felix. Don't say, go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I'll call for you. You don't know that that'll ever come. You don't know that the judgment's not going to come before you get ready. You don't know that death will overtake you before you're ready. You don't know that you will not become so hardened that you'll never obey the gospel if you put it off this morning. You don't know that. Why not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ today? May I ask you just this one question? Jesus dealt with this. He asked the same question. What is more valuable than your soul? Jesus asked it like this. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? What pleasure that you're enjoying that you don't want to repent of today? What sin is it that you're involved in that you don't want to repent of today that you're willing to let that cost you your soul? What is it? What is it? What is more valuable than your soul? And secondly, what is more urgent than being right with God today? What's more important than that? Can you think of anything? Anything at all that's more important than being right with God right now? If so, please tell me what it is. The perils of postponement. Maybe you're here this morning, you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why wait? Why wait? Obey the Lord today. God is calling the prodigal. He's calling you. Through His Word, through His message, He's calling you to believe in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. He's calling you to repent of your sins. He's calling you to confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. He's calling you to be baptized for the remission of your sins. He's calling you right now. Why? Why wait? Why put it off? Are you willing to lose your soul by putting it off? If you're here and you're subject to the Lord's invitation, please come now as we stand and sing.